Yo, 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 welcome, welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. And I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite, also known as Tariq Nasheed, also known as King Flex, also known to the ladies as Denzel Sausageton. Glad to have everybody tuning back into the Mac Lessons Radio Show, ready to chop up some real good game, as I always do. Broadcasting live from Flaw Scandalous. Let me put on some Mac and music early so I can just get my mind right. I'm ready to spit some hot fire already. We're going to take a lot of calls in a minute. But anyway, man, welcome to the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I want to thank everybody, first of all, for getting my brand new book, The Elite Way. My new book, The Elite Way, is out right now. A lot of people have gotten a new book, and I really appreciate it. I want everybody who has not gotten the book to go to barnesandnobles.com. Right now, I'm on the bestsellers list at Barnes & Noble at number 40, 50, something like that. Either 40-something or 50-something. So I'm in the top 100. But I want everybody to go to Barnes & Nobles to get the book. The book is only like 15 bucks at Barnes & Nobles. And I really want you to get it at Barnes & Nobles. And let's take it to number one. The book became available at Barnes & Nobles yesterday, and it shot to the top 100 bestsellers literally overnight. But I want it to be number one. I want the game to reach all the way to the top. And I really want to beat Twilight. That's my thing. The Twilight book series, I want to beat them shits. This is a battle between David and Goliath. This is the Mac versus the Moist. So we got to keep that movement going, y'all. I really want to beat Twilight. I want to hit that number one spot. Go to barnesandnobles.com. Get The Elite Way today. Get it all this week so we can get it up to the number one spot, man. We're almost there. But this is the Mac versus the Moist. We got to show them that the game is going to reach the top. Let's see who's on the phone real quick. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up with you, man? This is Maurice from Atlanta, man.
What's up, Maurice? What's going on with you, player? What's on your mind?
Sure, cooling, man. So you sent an alert out on the Twitter just seeing what the topic was, if y'all just chopping up a good game or whatever, man.
Chopping up a good game. Y'all know the rules. Y'all never call up and say what the topic is. Y'all just call up and speak.
My bad. I didn't hear that rule before. My bad.
Okay, that's a rule, y'all. Never do that, y'all. Never call up and say what the topic is. The topic is what you want it to be. You chop up game. It's all about the players. What's on your mind?
So what's on my mind is, you know, I live in Atlanta, man, and it seems like the dating circles here are small as hell. I'm wanting to know, like, is that something that you think goes on, like, in every major city? Because it seems like if I'm seeing a chick 9 times out of 10, she used to go with one of my homeboys, or she gonna fuck with some nigga that I know, like, after, you know, we finish doing what we doing. That shit gets to be kind of, like, annoying, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, once I'm kind of done with a female, like, I ain't just trying to, you know, just be all up around that all the time. Sometimes I can't even avoid it. I want to know, like, how would you handle that? And that's something that pretty much happens in every city from what you've noticed.
Now, see, this is the sad reality. See, a lot of people be like, well, damn, this must be a small city because all the girls know all the dudes and everybody knows each other, blah, blah, blah. The thing is, man, the reality is we have a lot of sluts out here in the game. There's a lot of women who are just slutty as hell. They done fucked a truckload of niggas. They got a whole line of dudes that they done banged, and just a lot of dudes happen to know them. It's not that the city is small. Atlanta's not a small city, but there are girls like that in LA. LA is not a small city, and there's a few girls that everybody knows. Everybody done ran up in. We just have, as Alexis Tyler said,
dumb, backwards, wayward ass, double clutching, double dick sucking slut.
That's all we have. It's as simple as that. We have a bunch of double dick clutches out here, man. But anyway, man, thanks for the call, player.
You got it.
All right. Anyway, but like I said, man, all my players, I want you guys to go to barnesandnobles.com to get the new book, The Elite Way. It's the Mac versus the Moist. I'm trying to beat out Twilight. I done already beat out O'Reilly and the Glenn Becks and the Sean Hannitys this week. I wanted to reach number one in the game, and it's going to get there. And speaking of moist, I got a new website, y'all. I want y'all to check out the new website, antimoist.com. Go to antimoist.com. You guys know all those clips that I be playing on the show with the moist dude singing, like this one right here.
I used to think that I wasn't fine enough, and I used to think that I wasn't wild enough.
You know, a lot of people ask me where I get those clips and where can they see them. So I have a whole website where I'm going to update them daily or every other day, where you get to see what the moist really means. You get to see some of these videos. It is going to remind you of what not to do. The anti-moist movement is going to be in full effect. And also, don't forget, I'm going to have some anti-moist t-shirts in about a week that I'm going to be selling on maclessons.com. So we're going to take the movement to the next level for the new year. The anti-moist t-shirts are coming. This is a movement, y'all. Go to antimoist.com. And if you guys have some moist videos that you want to send for me to post up, send it to antimoistmovement@yahoo.com. Now, I'm going to be going to Thailand. I'm on my way to Thailand in a few hours. I'm going to Thailand for my Christmas vacation. And I probably won't do a show next week. So this is going to be the last show of 2009. This is the last show of 2009. I might do a Ustream show while I'm in Thailand over there doing my thing. I might do a Ustream show. And also, I'm going to post up pictures and all that stuff from Thailand. It's going to be a long-ass flight, but I'm leaving in a few hours. And I just wanted to chop up game with my players. Now, if something happened to me in Thailand, y'all investigate. Now, if they find out, they find me hanging in a closet dead with a belt buckle around my balls, it's not a suicide, y'all. Investigate that shit. I'm not depressed or nothing. I'm all right. You know how motherfuckers die overseas and be like, oh, it looked like a suicide. It was not a suicide. If anything happened to me, they find me with a gerbil in my ass with duct tape around my mouth. Y'all investigate that shit. Send somebody over there to get me, goddammit. But I digress. And also, don't forget, New Year's, around January, early February, we're going to resume the anti-moist tour. The anti-moist tour is coming. We're going to hit Houston. We're going to hit up Chicago. We're definitely going to hit up D.C. We're going to hit D.C. hard. We might hit Atlanta again, and we're going to try to do Miami. And I've talked about this before. So all you people from these spots, hit me up. All you people from the schools, if you want me to hit up your school while we're on tour, hit me up so we can make it do what it do. And let me get some calls from the players. Let me chop up some game. A lot of folks are calling in. What's up? Who's calling?
Yo, King Flex, what's going on? It's 100K from New York.
What's going on? What's on your mind tonight, player?
Hey, nothing, man. I want to thank you for coming out to New York. I got up for work late, but I got a chance to attend the seminar at the Crane Theater.
Yeah, man, I had a ball, man. I love you guys out there, man. We had a real good ass time in New York, didn't we? It was off the hook.
Yeah, we were chopping it up after too. What you need to do is next time holler at a different venue.
Yeah,
the venue, it was like too packed. But yo, definitely thanks for coming out and lacing up the game, man. We needed it.
I appreciate that. I'm definitely coming back to New York. A lot of people want me to come back out there, so I'm definitely coming back to New York, man. Thanks for the call, player.
No doubt. How's it going?
For sure. Yeah, cats want me to come back to New York already. They're like, you coming back to New York in January? I'm like, damn. Give me a couple of months. I'm coming back out there, though. I had a ball out there. And it's going to be a bigger venue because the venue was, like, extra, extra, extra packed. And we're going to really have a good time out there in New York again. And we're going to have a good time in Houston and in Chicago. We're looking for venues now. Let me see who's on the phone. What's going on? Who's on the phone?
Hey, what's up, Flex? This is Brandon from L.A., man. How you doing, bro?
I'm good, man. How you doing, brother?
Oh, man, I'm good, man. I saw you at the book signing in. When you're here in L.A., man, I was wearing a brown suit.
Okay, I think I remember you. Did you enjoy the seminar in L.A.?
Man, it was great, bro. You know, I just want to give you your props, man. What's the topic today, bro?
We're just chopping up game, man. We're just chopping up game. It's all about you guys. What's on your mind?
Oh, man, you know, man, I'm just blessed to see another day, man, you know, and just want to give you your props, and I'm looking forward to the book club, and I enjoyed the Elite Way, man. I read all your books, man. And just looking forward, man, when you have more upcoming projects and stuff, man.
Absolutely, man. I keep you guys posted on that. But thanks for the call, player. And like I said, man, I have another pay-per-view special. I was going to do it before I left for Thailand, but I'm going to wait. I want everybody to really focus on getting the book, and I want people to soak up the book, the new book, The Elite Way, for the holidays. I want you guys to soak that up, and I'll do a pay-per-view special when I get back. I got a real good one, too. Yo, what's up? Who's calling?
What up? This is Brian.
What's up? Dallas. Brian from Dallas?
Yes, sir.
What's going on out there in Dallas, Brian?
Man, just trying to keep
our heads up,
man, getting up.
That's what's up, man. Now, I'm coming out to Houston, man. You guys going to drive down from Dallas?
Man, I would love to, man. Gas can get me right now.
This nigga said, fuck you, nigga. Gas is too high. With bootleg to get the bootleg off YouTube or something. But no, man, y'all can come. How far is Dallas from Houston? What, 3 hours?
Yeah, it's a 3-hour drive. It's not that bad.
Man, you can ride a bike 3 hours, man. Bring your ass down to Houston and chop up game with the players. What's on your mind, though, player?
All right, man, I'll be doing my thing, you know, out there, getting out my number. We're not trying to get girls to holler back at me. But the thing is, like, I always get text messages back, and I'm not really big on that text game. So how do I, like, flip that situation into them getting back?
Well, you know, the text message thing, it can go two ways. A lot of women are very... they don't really know how to socialize and verbalize with dudes. That's one, because we have all the social networking sites. So a lot of women don't really know how to have a general conversation with a dude. So a lot of them find it easier to text message back and forth. It's a very impersonal thing, and I'm not too big on that texting back and forth either. Another reason why a lot of women text back and forth when you meet them, and I talked about this before, a lot of them have dudes. A lot of them have boyfriends. So they can't really talk. You know, they might text you in the backseat of the car. They might text you in a restaurant where the guy they're with can't hear them talking. And also, you can't keep a record of text messages. Like phone calls, a dude can look at the phone bill and be like, who the fuck you been talking to? But you can't really keep a record of text messages. So that gives a lot of women a good option of being slick. So you have to keep that in mind. So always, and again, it could be some real innocent. She just might be shy. But always be somewhat cynical about why somebody's text messaging all the time. Just say, hey, look, pick up the phone and call me and talk to me. And let's see what's going on with you. I want to hear your voice inflection. I want to hook up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, address the situation.
Exactly. Yeah, just let her know. Like, look, fuck all this text messaging. I'm driving. I'm not trying to push buttons and shit while I'm driving. Just call me up. Let's chop it up. Let's meet up at Applebee's and let me hit that ass. I'm going to go about my business. All right, man. Thanks for the call, player. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, Nick. Yep. Come on. It's Isaac from New York.
What's up, Isaac from New York? How you doing, bro? Were you at the seminar in New York?
Man, it's cold, brother. It's cold.
No, were you at the seminar in New York when I was out there?
Oh, unfortunately, no, man. I had some things to take care of, man.
Oh, okay. That's
but next time when you come out here, man, I got to make it.
Absolutely, man. So what's on your mind, player?
Oh, no, I just want to know what's the topic today, brother.
Now, y'all know that, man. Y'all know the rules. Y'all can't call up and ask what the topic is. The topic is whatever you talk about. When y'all ask what the topic is...
All right, bro.
What's on your mind?
My thing is... about sealing the deal, man. I have a hard time, man, sealing the deal with females. You know what I'm saying? I get their numbers. Man, I'm trying to, man. I'm trying to seal deals, man. That's it, man.
So you get their numbers and what? They're not calling you back, or you call them and what happens?
I call them and, man, they don't even, like, they're responsive. Like, they don't, you know what I'm saying?
It's real weak. They give you a real weak response.
Exactly.
Well, the thing is, man, when you meet women, man, y'all fellas got to stop acting thirsty when they meet women. When you meet these women, man, stop acting like the woman is doing you a favor by giving you the number. You got to be real nonchalant about getting these women's numbers. When a woman gives you her number, which I really don't like getting numbers, I really hate getting numbers. I'm not the kind of dude to be calling them, hey, this is Tariq, I met you outside the swap meet. I like to give them my number and have them call me, because the options of them being cooperative goes up 200%. But if you do have to call them, if the option of you calling them is there, you wait a little while. You know what I'm saying? Wait about 3-4 days. Don't call them right away. Call them up and be real casual with it. Hey, what's up? I got your number. I forgot to call you. Just wanted to give you a shout out. I'm about to go handle some business, but I just wanted to just holler at you because I said I was going to holler at you. I'll give you a call later. Call them on that shit because it makes you look less thirsty. Okay. You dig what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, man. Sure. Thanks for the call, player.
Thanks, player. All right.
Well, it's a lot of folks calling, man. We're going to really chop up some good game today, man. And don't forget, man, I can't reiterate this enough, man. Go to Barnes & Noble's. Amazon.com and get the damn new book, The Elite Way. Real good game. What's going on? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up, Tariq? It's Ralph from the Bronx.
What's going on, Ralph from the Bronx? How you doing, player?
I'm good, I'm good.
What's on your mind today, Ralph from the Bronx?
I had a little situation with a friend. Actually, a few situations. Basically, what I want to know is, when you're trying to impart some knowledge on these people, because, you know, he had a bad situation, girls disrespecting him in the club, you know, showing the titties to everybody and all that, and talking crazy to him.
Yeah.
And he still was buying the drinks and drove her home and all that. You know, I try to let him know, you know, you should have just left her there, you know. But I want to know, should I try to talk to these people, or should I just, you know, let them make their mistakes?
Some dudes, man, like we say in the game, man, the game is for those who are worthy of receiving the game. The thing is, you don't want to waste the game. The game is good. Knowing all this stuff and being thorough and being tight with your mouthpiece and having knowledge of yourself and knowledge of how to deal with females, that's some real good fly shit. And you don't want to waste it on somebody who's not going to use it correctly. The game is like energy, and energy should be used correctly. And there's a lot of dudes out here who are just not worthy of utilizing the game correctly. Maybe it's the timing, maybe it's the guy's mentality. Some dudes just have to make the mistakes, and when they're ready, you know they're ready. You dig what I'm saying? We have a whole generation of dudes out here who have that feminine energy. See, with that feminine energy makes you feel like you know everything. You know how women are kind of know-it-all sometimes. It makes you hard-headed. It makes you rebellious. You're rebelling against knowledge. You know, a lot of women are like that to a certain degree. And a lot of guys raised by single mothers, they have that same feminine rebelliousness in them. You try to tell these niggas something, and they're like, oh, I know that already. I ain't got to learn this shit. I don't need to know all that. I don't need no books. I don't need nothing. And then you see these niggas out here with wildebeest-looking bitches. You dig what I'm saying? You see them at the club making it rain and tornado and hurricane on bras. You see them out, and they walking around with skinny jeans and flip-flops with a purple bandana hanging out their front pocket. You know what I'm saying? Niggas don't even know how to have a gangbang on correctly. Niggas got baby wipes and shit hanging out their pocket instead of rags. So you got all types of moist bullshit out here. A bunch of dudes who don't want to learn the game. This is why we're keeping it anti-moist. We keep the game amongst ourselves. And those who are worthy of getting it, they're going to have to step to us. You dig what I'm saying? We're not going to try to teach these lame dudes no game, because they're just going to fuck it up anyway. So let your boy make the mistakes, but don't let him draw you into his mistakes. Don't be trying to bail this nigga out, and when he gets with a female and she cleans him dry, he's looking at you for help. Like, no, nigga, deal with that. You dig what I'm saying?
I feel like.
All right, man. Thanks for the call, player. Yeah, the game is heavy, man. The game is real heavy. Ain't nobody playing no more. 2010 is coming up. The game is about to get real thick, y'all. The game is about to get real serious. There's a reason why my book is selling off the goddamn charts right now, because the anti-moist movement is in effect. All this walking around tricking, making it rain, dudes all moist. I'm so glad that real dudes are still out there. That's why I wanted to hit the road, and I'm out here doing my lecture tours, and the real brothers are coming out. The real dudes are still out there, man, and it's good to see that we still have some real dudes out there that want to hold that game up to a certain level. I love seeing that, and we're going to get this thing snowballing so we can get some other real players on board and bring this shit back to where it needs to be. Now, I'm about to get into some game in a minute, but I'm going to take a couple of more calls, so I won't get interrupted with my game. And also, a lot of people always ask me, like, when I go out of town, am I going to send postcards? I was going to send postcards from Thailand, but I'm not going to do it because that's going to take up too much time. But again, I might do a Ustream show when I'm out there. So you guys go to my Ustream page, go to Ustream.com. I think it's /Tariq Elite, or just go into the search thing and type in the Tariq Elite show. And that's where my Ustream page is. Hello, what's up? Who's calling? Yo, hello. Yeah, this motherfucker ain't talking. Hello? This nigga got a Bluetooth all. Hello?
Hello? Tariq?
What's going on, player? Who's calling?
This is Sterling. You remember me? I was a young kid that called.
This nigga, wait, did you just say this is John? Do I remember you? How the fuck do I remember a nigga named John with just a random name, not even a last name? Like, this is John Jacobs. This nigga said, "This is John. Do you remember me?" Where the fuck I know John?
No, this is John. This is Sterling Overtime.
What's your name?
Sterling.
Sterling? I don't know you. I don't remember you. But where?
You stream. It's okay.
But come on, play. How am I gonna remember you? This nigga just said, "This is Sean. You remember me?" Nigga, no, you act like I met you at a club somewhere. This is Sean. Do you remember me? Nigga, like, yeah, we had a moist one night stand or some shit. Hey, you remember me, nigga? I left my Ugg boots under your bed. You remember me? Fuck out of here. What's going on with you, player? What's on your mind?
I wanted to know, for your seminar, because I know you're coming to Texas, can, like, teenagers come or no?
Yeah, of course, man. It was like, when I did the one in L.A., it was like a 14-year-old dude there, 15-year-old dude there. Now, how old are you?
50.
Okay, that's cool. And what part of Texas you in?
I'm in Houston.
Okay, well, definitely. You can definitely come down. Absolutely. But just don't be asking another nigga, "Hey, do you remember me?" You know what I'm saying? Because you know what that sound like.
Boys. Oh, God.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's what that sound like. Anyway, but like I said, man, but I'm definitely coming down to Houston. Teenagers can come in. It's going to be some real good game, man. So we'll see you in Houston, all right?
Okay.
All right, player. All right. Well, yeah, we got to help that brother out, man, because he's on the path of moistness. Yo, what's up? Who's calling? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, young lady.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Hey, who? What's your name?
My name is Dee.
What's up, Dee? Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Nashville.
Okay, what's going on back there? Y'all giggling and shit. What's going on?
Nothing. I've listened to your show in the past.
Okay.
I'm just like, you know, what's up with you and the big girls?
What's up with me and the big girls?
It seems to me like every time. Yeah.
It seems like what now?
Plus size woman.
You're a plus size woman?
Yeah, I'm a plus size woman. But a lot of times when I hear your show and stuff, it's like you really don't have anything positive to say about plus size women. I'm like, I'm a plus size woman with a gorgeous man, and, you know, we don't have any kids, we don't have any financial issues or nothing. We got it going on. And it just so happened I'm plus size.
Okay,
well, you know, and my man is faithful, he don't cheat, and I don't cheat.
Okay. Well, now what if I said negative about the plus size women in your eyes? What do you think I've said negative about plus size women?
I heard you talking about the presentations, and if the girls are with the guys, and they got to have low self-esteem, talking about the guys got to have a low self-esteem. And I feel like it's quite the opposite. I feel like if a guy has to have a trophy, that makes him, on the other end, have low self-esteem.
So
if he can be with a woman and see the inner beauty of that woman, that shows he has to even about himself.
That's just the way it goes.
Because it's right now, they have a boom in the wedding industry of more plus-size women, which is 65% of the population getting married, versus the smaller women, because they're so materialistic on the makeup, the weave, the hair, and everything else, that they're missing the whole point of looking for the man and not just somebody who can have shared material things with them.
But this is my
thing. And my man, he had all those women in the past, but he was more in the tune with me because we were just seeing each other.
But this is the thing.
I'm not seeing by any means.
How much do you weigh? How much do you weigh? Damn, boy, y'all big girls be running y'all mouth. Boy, y'all don't know how to shut the hell up. And listen, that's the thing. Y'all got your mouth open running it all. That's why I get on your big girls, because y'all be running your goddamn mouth.
I got to say.
Good Lord, y'all all that sass. See, that's another thing. I be getting on the big girls because, see, y'all put on the extra swag. Y'all real sassy. Sometimes the big girls be real slick at the mouth. Talk a lot of shit.
Yeah, but how you gonna put all women into the same category?
No, because this is a general, but I'm talking generally, and this is a general audience, and I'm talking generally, and this is what happens generally. Mm-hmm. Also, a lot of people, especially in the South, a lot of dudes have, they might have a big wife or a big girlfriend, but these same dudes be at the strip joint tricking off their money for the slim girls or the in shape girls. Y'all talk that shit about how much you do like it, but down South, this nigga's making it rain on on a chick with a fit body.
You know what I'm saying? Wait a minute. With the same way that these other girls, the skinny girls put on lingerie, so do the big girls. And we got just as much to offer as everybody else. And I do not mean, no pun intended, you know, how some people say. But I'm like, look, you know, I'm well endowed. I got nice breasts. I got nice hips, you know. Just because I got a little bit more in the middle doesn't make me unattractive.
No, but if a dude had himself together, we're going to keep this 100, because that's the thing a lot of big girls be telling themselves. They're trying to accept that shit. Look, fuck that. When dudes have his money right, if a guy has his money right, he wants his female to have her look right. And you want your female's look to be in tip-top shape.
Money right.
The what now?
I said, my man has his money right.
People always say.
You know, he makes six figures a year.
Okay, people always say.
And sports out. And he's fine as hell.
But the thing is, who knows if we could take your word for that? Everybody says that, but you never really see it. If the dude is really balling like that, the dude's going to have a woman who's like in tip top. You dig? And also, a lot of women. Listen, will you stop? God damn, will you stop popping your gums? That's another thing. You won't shut the hell up. You keep talking over me. That's the problem. That's the problem that I have with the big girls. A lot of y'all won't shut the hell up.
It's okay for you to sit up and diss me.
I ain't nobody dissing you.
You know what I'm
saying? You ain't listening. God damn. Can I get you a cupcake and then you shut up for a minute? Can I give you a batch of collard greens or some shit so you can be quiet? Now, let me say what I got to say. Because she won't stop bumping her fucking gums. And I'm not trying to talk over people on the show. I don't, and I had to cut her off for a minute because she's just talking over me. And I don't feel like yelling. I'm in a mellow mood. But let me say this to my big girls out there. I'm trying to lace her with some game and she's running her damn pie hole. Damn. Look, a lot of times when a girl is like real overweight and all this stuff, it's a mentality that comes with that. There's a mentality that comes with that. And that mentality is projected onto you. There's a domineering mentality that comes with that, because a lot of women feel like they have to overcompensate with attitude because their physical attributes are not as up to par as the girls that are in shape. That's the reality of the game. I'm not going to be like one of these suck butt niggas. Oh, give it up to the big girls. All the big girls are fly. I want me a big girl. Fuck that. That shit is corny. I want a female who's in shape. You dig what I'm saying? If a dude's money is really right, he wants a female who's in shape with hers. Hello, is this the big girl calling back? Hello? Okay. Somebody was calling back. I'm trying to spit this hot fire. But like I said, man, a dude wants his woman who's in shape. And I'm not hating on the big girls. I'm not doing that. But a lot of the big girls be having all this false extra swag. I'm fabulous and thick. I'm fine. Okay, calm that shit down. You know, my money is right, I want a female that's going to be around. I don't want to sit up and a female about to have a damn stroke because all the fat around her heart and arteries. You want your female to be in tip-top shape. You want your female to be a reflection of your finances and your lifestyle. God damn, I done talked about this a million times on the show. Hello, who's calling?
Yeah, hello, this is Marquise.
What's going on, Marquise? What's on your mind, player?
What's going on, player? All right. Yeah, I heard you talking to my girlfriend earlier on the phone.
Okay, was that your girl? Okay, there you go. Let me, dude, your girlfriend has a mouth on her. Does she talk to you, just won't shut the fuck up? Does she do that to you?
Oh, no, she's very cooperative.
Okay.
She's very cooperative. All the time.
Okay.
She does real estate, so she understands how to talk to, you know, men in general. You know, so she travels all across the United States.
She doesn't know how to talk to men in general, because the thing is, if somebody's talking and not shutting the fuck up, that's a sign of disrespect.
And she does, because she bring in half of the income because of what she does. She talks. She's a very good talker.
But to be a good talker, you got to be a good listener. You have to have a dialogue. Just talking over people, that doesn't show. See, that's another.
I was in the room when y'all were talking, and I heard your voice over hers. she was very cooperative with you, homie. You
know what
I mean?
No, hold on. Now, this nigga, you sound like you're trying to get bucked. You know what I'm saying? She's very cooperative with you, homie. Calm down.
Your maturity, you have good concepts. A lot of you have a lot of flaws in your concepts. I love your stuff, brother. You know what I'm saying? I want to see you succeed.
Now you're trying to... No, wait. Now you're trying to be like your chick.
The truth. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So go ahead and listen. I ain't talking.
Now you're talking over me, too. You and your lady calling up with all this anger. And then you like, hold on, homie. And that nigga, y'all... God damn it, you and your lady ain't scaring nobody. I'm not scared of you and your big girl. First of all, let's get that shit together. Y'all calling up trying to get buck. I'm trying to talk and y'all talking over me, god damn it. You what?
We have our stuff 100%.
You talking about you? Okay. What is the point? Okay, what's the whole point then? God damn it. Now I'm about to get buck on you two motherfuckers. No, what's the whole point? Because y'all niggas are...
You and... She did not use profanity.
I don't give. Well, I'm using profanity, goddamn. I'm using profanity because y'all talking over me. You calling up? Y'all talking over me? And you're not making a point. What's the whole point? What is the point? Now he hung up. What's the point of you guys calling me? He hung up. See the thing? Don't get mad at me because you got a fat bitch. I'm trying to give them an opportunity to say what's on their mind. They have nothing to say. They're calling up projecting their anger because they know what I'm saying is the truth. Oh, my man got all this money. That nigga don't sound like he got no money. The nigga sound like he works at Applebee's somewhere. Like, my man makes six figures. That don't sound like a nigga who makes six figures. I was being cool. I'm just trying to let them say what they're going to say. They're like, you do this, Tariq. You say this and you say that. When I'm trying to defend myself, the big brawl keeps talking over me. Then this nigga call up. Yeah, nigga. Yeah, homie. My nigga, calm down. Don't get mad at me because you got a heifer. And FEMA don't get mad at me because your dude is broke. He don't sound like he's making them. My woman brings in half the income. You sound like the typical henpecked nigga out here in the game. With your woman running the show. Your woman got to speak for you. Then you call up acting like your woman. You notice that? You notice the nigga called up acting like her? That's the problem. Don't get mad at me. That's projected anger. This nigga's mad at his lifestyle. If you got it going on so much and if you're comfortable with your situation, why call me and complain if you're so goddamn comfortable with your situation? If what you think I say is wrong, it shouldn't be nothing. Now that pissed me off a little bit. That dude ain't got no money. If she's a fat broad, he ain't got shit. He ain't got no goddamn money. No real money. I mean, he makes six figures. Six figures my ass. I hate when people call up, I'm a big girl and my dude is a millionaire. Fuck that. He's a dollar millionaire from McDonald's or some shit. He ain't no millionaire. Get out of my face with that shit. I wish I could see what both of them motherfuckers look like. I'm trying to spit game and vibe and they calling me with this bullshit and then hang up. I wish they call back up. They ain't got nothing to say. Don't get mad at me because you dating heifers. Step your game up. The fact that you get mad at me shows that I done touched a nerve with you. I'm just pissed off because you're calling up, not making a point, talking over me and just not saying anything. I'm giving you an opportunity to say what you're going to say. Well, you do this, you do that. Well, let me defend myself. I can't defend myself. Don't just keep talking over me. That's what bitches do. This dude is a reflection of his bitch. Calling up, talking over folks. Nigga, please. Don't get mad at me, dude, because that's what you can get in life. Do not get mad at me if that's the best you can do. That happens with a lot of dudes. Let me see if this is him again. Is this the same dude?
It's the same dude, man.
Now, what the fuck is up with y'all, man? Y'all done pissed me off. Now, what's the whole purpose of you and your girl calling me? Hello? Now, he's acting like a bitch. He's calling up, saying shit, and hanging up. That's a bitch made dude. I just talked about that earlier in the show. Dudes with that feminine fucking energy. You're a reflection of your chick. He's doing the same shit his bitch is doing. Nigga, don't keep calling and hanging up. Say what you gotta say like a man. And stop letting your little chubby broad speak for you. She's running her mouth. Yeah, my woman do real estate. She own, man, please. She don't do shit. That woman probably never sold a house in her life. The only real estate she know is the damn house of pancakes. That's the only house she's up in. IHOP. The fuck out of her. She's in the house, all right. The Waffle House. That's the house she's in. God damn it. Calling me with this bullshit. I'm sorry, y'all. I digress. Let me get into the game. I really wish I could see what they look like, man. Boy, I wish I could see what they look like. And they said they got a Facebook page. You know what I'm going to do? She said she has a Facebook page. I'm going to find out what that Facebook page is. And on my next show, I'm going to bring them motherfuckers to light. I'm about to put the spotlight on their asses since they got so much mouth. What's up? Who's calling?
What's up? Would you just Playboy 216?
What's going on, man? Where you from? You in Ohio?
Yeah, Cleveland.
All right. What's on your mind, player?
What's up with you, Black? I'm running over this thing about, you know, like meeting girls, you know, on a chat line, like the phone chat lines. I'm running over to school or not.
You know what? I haven't heard too much about the phone chat lines recently because, you know, the phone chat lines were really popping off back in the day before the internet. So I didn't even know that phone chat lines were still popping off. But if it's still popping off, man, it's a good introductory process. You meet a female, get her number, talk to her privately, and then meet her in person. So it's the same thing with the internet, same with MySpace and Twitter, right, and all that stuff. Got it?
There's one more question.
Go ahead, player.
I ain't got no money right now. I'm gonna get your new book next week. I'm gonna know, like, would you still have it?
Well, you
I
can,
want to be sold out.
Well, you can go to BarnesandNobles.com. The book is only $15 at Barnes & Noble, so I know you got $15, right? That's a bag of weed and a bag of hot Cheetos, bro. You got 15.
Yeah, I'm gonna get it on Monday. I'm gonna know if we still gonna have it. I heard that sold out on Amazon.
Yeah, it sold out on Amazon, but they got it at Barnes & Nobles. So go to Barnes & Nobles, all right? Thanks for the call, player. All right, let me get into the game, man. Right now, what I want to talk about, I want to talk about the new game resolutions for 2010. This is the end of 2009, so I want to talk about the new game resolutions for 2010. And there's four resolutions that I want to give, and they're very general, but hopefully they inspire you to get your game right for 2010. So let's get into the four new game resolutions for 2010. Number one, a lot of people have died in 2009, so you're going to have to live your life to the fullest. That's number one. In 2009, Michael Jackson died, Farrah Fawcett died, DJ AM died, Brittany Murphy just died, Patrick Swayze died, Steve McNair died. I mean, there's a lot of death. Even the damn OxyClean dude died. So life is short, man. You guys have to live life to the fullest. That's really number one. For 2010, do you. Don't hesitate. Don't wait. Just get out there and just live your goddamn life. That's number one. Now, number two of the new game resolutions, man, it's time to travel more. Really, we need to get out here and interact with people in other spots and really network with people and get out here and travel and interact and communicate with other people, meet new people, do new business deals, and just expand your horizons for 2010. 2009, a lot of people were just really hoarded into their own communities. The economy was real janky, so that kind of scared people from going out. Now it's time to get out here and expand for 2010. Now, number three, stop being afraid to be yourself. For 2010, be yourself. Don't worry about conforming to anybody's ideology. Don't worry about peer pressure, because that's the thing, especially with my young listeners out there. A lot of young cats will rebel against authority, but they will submit to peer pressure. You want to be just like the people in your age group. And right now, a lot of these young age groups are on some extra moist shit. So you don't want to be like that. You can do your own thing, and don't be afraid to be yourself. Don't be afraid to say, hey, I'm not fucking with them skinny jeans. hey, I'm not trying to get a mohawk with burgundy streaks in the back. Don't be afraid to be yourself. Now, number four and the final new game resolution for my players out there, and this is especially for my black people out there. My black folks, I really want you to start learning who you are. The way you think about yourself and the more you know about yourself is going to make your game more tighter. The thing is, if you think and if you're told and you have the perception that your ancestry really didn't accomplish anything, your ancestors wasn't shit, you feel like there's no incentive for you to be shit. You won't have no incentive to step your game up. So you really have to learn who you are, get a knowledge of self. This is for everybody too, my white listeners, my Asian listeners, all of that, but especially black folks, you really have to know who you are. And I'm going to get more into that on some more shows in 2010. We're going to build on that a lot more. I promise you that. That's why the next pay-per-view special I have coming out, that's going to be called The Myth of White Supremacy. And it's going to be a damn good one. All my brothers and sisters, y'all need to listen to that. And all my white listeners, you guys need to listen to it too. It's going to be a damn good one. Anyway, y'all, let me get up out of here. That's been today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I will post pictures up from me in Thailand this week. The dude with his chubby chick who called up, I'm going to find out what they look like. I'm going to get some more information on them, and I'm going to bring their asses to light on the next show. Anyway, y'all have a very good holidays and a happy new year. Keep it anti-moist. Go to antimoist.com. I'm going to holler at you guys next time. Peace.